Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
All right, let's move now from rugby strategy to recession signals. And when pressure builds, it's all about how you play the next move. I don't need to tell you that global tensions are rising once again, the United States hitting the world with a tariff shock dubbed Liberation Day. And while there's a temporary pause for some countries, the broader impact could be severe. So could this aggressive move tip the world's largest economy into recession? And what is it going to mean for South Africa? Joining us is Johan Els, Group Chief Economist at Old Mutual. He's just downgraded his US and South Africa growth forecasts in light of these developments. Johan, welcome. Thank you very much again for talking to us. So as I've just mentioned at the start, the US has paused tariff hikes for most countries. Maybe let's just start there. It is the latest news. Is this a pause or a pivot in your opinion? And where's the real global risk?
Yeah, I think it's still only a pause, but then policy making in the US have become so volatile that one cannot really say where this is heading. But it's certainly a global risk as well, because all of this has got a significant impact in terms of the rest of the world. I think Europe and China is the other two big global areas, though, have got some ammunition to at least support their policy. Policy ammunition to support the economies. In Germany, for instance, the incoming new leader has started scrapping some of the fiscal rules, and we'll see significant more defense spending in the whole of Europe as well. And China's got lots of room to cut taxes. So I think the scope for recessions in Europe and China is probably more limited than in the US.
So you've called a US recession, Johan, your base case now. What are the clearest indicators right now then that are pointing in that direction?
So the US economy has started slowing from January 22 already. So even before this Trump presidency and policy volatility, this policy volatility on top of already slowing economy, in my mind, suggests that recession is coming. And as I said, I lifted my probability to around 65% of a US recession within the next 6 to 12 months. Because what you typically see, and we're starting to see that in surveyed data, that businesses and consumers are putting spending decisions on hold. In other words, if there's so much uncertainty, and even with this last reversal or delay for 90 days of those tariffs, that's, again, in that box of policy uncertainty and volatility. Businesses put on hold any kind of spending decisions, whether that's employment or investment. And similar with consumers, why would you upgrade to a new car or better house if you're uncertain of what is going to happen in the US? And that's what's happening, and that spending on hold by consumers and businesses. And as I say, we see that in consumer sentiment and business sentiment. That's what's going to drive the economy into recession.
Johan, connect some economic theory dots for me, if you don't mind. My understanding is that higher tariffs would normally mean higher inflation. You're talking about disinflation.
Yeah, what I think, Jeremy, is going to happen is that similar to 2017, 2018, when tariff increases led to somewhat higher inflation, the Fed firstly said they're going to look through the initial uplift in inflation. And I think these tariffs will have a significant initial uplift in inflation in the US. But because I expect a recession, significantly weaker economic growth, the second round effect of those price increases will be severely limited by weaker economic growth. So we sit with a situation where central banks are typically looking forward, and in the US case, where the Fed is much more reactive in terms of danger signs for their economy than any other central bank in the world, I think the Fed will, despite short-term high inflation, realize that inflationary impact down the line because of weaker growth is much weaker. I think the Fed will start cutting rates from mid-year onwards.
And what does that then mean for global capital flow?
I think that that type of situation where, as I said, I expect better European growth because they're cutting their fiscal rules and starting to spend more, weaker US growth, Fed cutting rates. I think that's an environment where money will flow out of the US towards emerging markets and better returning investment destinations. So that means a weaker US dollar, in my opinion, similar to the trends we've seen over the last few weeks in terms of weakening of the dollar. I think that's then gone some legs in the dollar. Euro can drift towards 120. So it's not significant in terms of the type of levels we saw in the early 2000s, around 140, 150, but still a weaker dollar. That's good for emerging market currencies.
So South Africa could benefit then?
Well, I think so. I think we're a little bit better insulated, firstly, against the US recession than perhaps what we were in the first trade war in 2017, 2018. We've seen some improvements in terms of easing the structural constraints in the economy around electricity and logistics. We're not there yet, but we're certainly moving in a better direction than what we were before. The cyclical side of the economy, low inflation, lower interest rates, that's also helping. And then if we overlay that, I've had lots of questions over the last week, inflationary impact in South Africa. You know, even with the weaker currency that we've seen, the oil price has fallen significantly more, so outweighing the weaker currency, so much so that the Rand oil price is down 13% since the start of April. That means we'll likely get more petrol price cuts over the next few months, which is good for inflation. And then if we look at a more stable Rand on the back of a weaker US dollar, of course, once the current extreme volatility settles a little bit, then I think no recession in South Africa, even though I've cut my forecasts a little bit, still easing structural constraints, cyclical side of the economy kicking in. And those exports of South Africa that goes to the US, it's less than 8% of our total exports. So it will have an impact, but it's not as if that 8% will fall to zero overnight. It will have a sectoral impact. Europe and China are doing relatively better than the US. It's not an all fall down situation. It's not a great situation.
Johan, having said that, though,
some light at the end of the tunnel.
But having said that, though, there are certain sectors, I imagine, in the South African economy that are more vulnerable to these knock-on effects that you've outlined, most notably, I guess, the auto industry and agriculture, particularly citrus.
Yes, particularly citrus, and as I hear, some of the wine exports from the Western Cape as well. So certainly agriculture and vehicle manufacturing, I think there we'll probably see some support from government in terms of the motor industry development plan that supports the vehicle industry. And on the agricultural side, these farmers are well-versed in finding other export opportunities. So perhaps not overnight, perhaps it takes a while, but I think we'll find other export destinations. The overall agricultural sector in South Africa should at least do a little bit better this year than last. We've got a better maize crop. That's by far the biggest agricultural component. And in the absence, perhaps, if we don't see a return of last year's avian flu and the foot and mouth disease, then agriculture overall should in any case be on a slightly better footing than last year.
Just a final one then. While we've been speaking about external factors, we've got to keep an eye on what is happening internally. Political stability within the GNU is obviously critical for confidence, and there will be an economic fallout if the DA exits this coalition. That will have an impact on the economy and growth possibly.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm absolutely hoping that the GNU can, both all of the parties can come to the senses and realize the potential negative impact on the economy if that should fall apart, or potentially continued positive impact if they actually stick together. But then obviously the GNU noise has had an impact on the Rand, but the bulk of the Rand impact, especially if we look at what happened in other currencies as well, and best examples probably the Aussie dollar and New Zealand dollar. Mm. They've moved similar to the Rand in recent weeks. So the bulk of the impact on the Rand was foreign events, US trade war events. But of course, I think the Rand will benefit from better news around sustainability of the GNU.
Thank you very much for talking to us. That is Johan Els, who is Group Chief Economist at Old Mutual. Always appreciate your time and your insight.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.